You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm. Today on our Best Deal Ever episode, I'm with Ron Broussard. Ron, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ken? It's great to be on your show, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on the show. So Ron and I actually go back, man, probably 7 years, I think we've been doing some business together. Is that sound about right?
Yes, that is correct, man. About 7 years, definitely.
And Ron is, man, he's sort of a jack of all trades. He's a speaker, he's an author, he's a real estate mentor and coach, and I'm sure you're more than that. Ron, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, just in a nutshell, I'm an international author and speaker on the field of business and personal relationship transformation. I help people create effective relationships in their business and life so that it improves not only their personal, but their business and their career. My group, the Enfields Consulting Group, really works with a lot of different people on the entrepreneurial level, helping, like Ken Corsini said, about real estate, helping their business growth and business development. So, author of 3 books, Wanting Eyes, Stretch Yourself, and Footprints of My Soul. And I'm just happy to be here on the show and to contribute to this, man, because this is a wonderful thing that Ken's doing and I'm behind it 100%.
Well, man, I appreciate having you on the show. I tell you, Ron is maybe one of the most positive people I know, and I actually love being friends with him on Facebook, because literally every day there's some positive message coming from Ron that it's just, I mean, your tweets, your Facebook, I mean, it's just a pleasure being your friend.
Yeah, you know, I there's a lot of negativity and there's a lot of noise out there in social media and everybody's yelling. I just want to be that different person that's going to bring calm to the noise and really make sense of everything. So actually what I put out there is personal things that are actually what I'm going through that are negative, that I put a positive spin on it. So, and then I think of it as, man, if it's helped me, let me put this out here for someone else so that it'll help them. So no, I'm glad you enjoy it, man.
The Facebook stretch moments. I mean, it's all, yes, it's very encouraging stuff. I mean, I know people probably don't give you feedback, but I love what you're doing.
Thanks. I get it a lot. I mean, I don't go for the likes. I just go for people to read. I mean, most people go and just say, I didn't get any likes. I don't understand. And they stop doing something. I don't do that. So,
well, people are reading it. Hey, so Ron, tell us a little bit about how you sort of broke into the real estate investing business.
Well, man, I'm going to give it you a quick, brief cliff notes, Ron's cliff notes. So I was working for Bell South, got tired, man, being an ex-military and all, just getting out of the military. I was like, man, this got to be more than life than me going back and forth up and down this highway to get it to this job. So I had an $85,000 job. I ceilinged out. So I took a pay cut and I got with a real estate company that actually was teaching and dealing in real estate. Took a pay cut. Again, I accepted it to be an assistant to this guy, which now he's my mentor and I owe him everything. Was making $35,000 a year. But one of the most great things that he learned and taught me about was real estate. He gave me access to his office and said, anything that's here in this office, learn it, breathe it, and maybe one day you'll be able to do a deal. And I literally took it to heart. 8 months later, I did my first deal. It wasn't a deal in per se. I mean, I did a referral, but it was a great deal. It was a great deal for me. It got my feet wet. I made about 10 grand on the deal. And then from there, the sky was the limit. And then I was just voracious, man, and just finding out what I really love to do and what I like to enjoy. And so I learned that I love real estate. I love foreclosures. I love real estate options. I love short sales the old way, believe it or not, when it took forever and a day. But more importantly, I learned teaching it. So That's how I got my start. My mentor, seeing that I was doing a great job, he said, hey, look, how would you like teaching what you're doing? And I said, man, I can't teach what I'm doing. And he was like, no, it's easy. You love what you do and you talk about it a lot. So it's easy for you to talk about what you enjoy. And that's how I got my start. His company got picked up by Trump. It was acquired by Trump to teach real estate for them. And we just went on a whirlwind from that point, teaching everything. And then that's when I had my trial by fire, when I stepped out on my own as a speaker, is when I was in Dallas, Texas, in front of 2,000 people. And they paid a guy that never did real estate before. Listen to that, guys. Never did real estate before. Paid a guy at that seminar to do it. And he walks off the stage. I called the home office, and the home office said, well, you're the only one out there. You're consulting on this. You have to do it. And I was like, I'm not a speaker. Called my mentor. He says, you've been doing this all along. This is your time. And stepped up on the stage for the last 2 days. And the guys, the audience said they learned more in those 2 days than they learned in the first 2 days. And they was just excited. And so that was my start. One of the things that I always teach and learn, and I tell everybody, number one, the numbers never lie. Number two, people can tell you a lot of things, but, you know, the numbers will never lie to you as long as you follow four principles. And that's listen, solve problems, make it a win-win for everyone, and don't make it about the money. Now, when I say don't make it about the money, I'm saying that you can make money, but don't make what you do about the money. Make it about making an impact. Make it about helping somebody else's life. And when you make it about someone else, you find out that you make more money. Hmm. So that's pretty much it, man.
That's good stuff. So you, sort of an accidental speaker, sort of fell into it.
Yeah, fell into it, and it was pretty much, I really enjoy it, and I love it because it's not something that I speak on. I mean, I practice what I preach, so it's not I'm out there just doing it for the show and tell, you know, so it's very, very exciting. But yes, trial by fire fell right into my lap, and it's my passion. I realize it's my passion that I enjoy doing. Not as much as I enjoy mentoring people and seeing it, because you got that one-on-one personalized individual touch. There's nothing that beats that. But I do love getting in front of people and seeing their lights turn on when you're in front of on stage with people out there that you're talking to. So
absolutely. Well, and you're sort of a unique bird where you've done the real estate, you've been successful at it, and now you've sort of turned your attention to not even just real estate coaching, but just life coaching almost in general, where you're really having a positive impact on people's lives.
Yes, definitely. Ken, you know, one thing that I'll tell you, and I'll tell your audience that's out here listening to you, number one, you know, real estate is the vehicle, but it's not the be all, the end all. You know, you use that real estate and everything that you're learning to channel it to do your passion and what you enjoy to do. I've always been a person of self-growth and personal development, and I always enjoy teaching others. So it was just something that I was just inspired to do, and I really enjoyed it. What's the great thing about it is because the great thing about this whole thing is the real estate is the vehicle behind this, fueling everything that I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not running to a 9-to-5. I'm not, you know, me and Ken can go meet. If we want to have coffee, we can go have coffee. It's just one of those things. I can see my girls get off the bus when they get off from school. And those are the things that are the most important things for me, watching my kids grow. And I never want to be like my dad was with me. He was always away and he never got a chance to see me grow and develop. So,
man, that's good. I can't echo that sentiment enough, man. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, it's priceless. Priceless.
It is. You know, even before we recorded this podcast, you know, it's lunch. I'm running over and picking up my son and daughter from preschool, and even just driving home thinking about, man, I'm lucky. How many dads are working a 9-to-5 and don't have the opportunity to go pick up their kids from preschool? And
yeah.
What a gift it is for us to have the opportunity to do that.
Yes, and if you're going to use real estate and you really want to make money and you're about the money, you're not going to last long. Mm-hmm. So make real estate about a bigger purpose that's bigger than you. What is your end result that you want to do and what you want to achieve? That's going to make real estate fun for you. That's going to keep that hunger going when you have those bad deals that me and Ken are probably going to talk about. or when you have those triumphant moments, you know. So real estate is a great vehicle to help you transform your life and change you and have that freedom that everybody is talking about. So
absolutely. Well, now that we've talked about how it's not about the money, let's talk about a deal, any kind of deal. What's maybe you would consider one of your best deals ever? And it doesn't have to be about how much money you made. Maybe it was because you had a positive impact or because it was fun or because it was creative. Can you think of one of the deals you've done over the years that sort of stands out as a special deal?
Well, you know, one deal that I can tell you in particular, Ken, it was a special deal, and it involved everything. It involved me making money, which, of course, is always awesome for me. It's wonderful. Yeah. And more importantly, I was able to help someone. I was able to help two people in this deal. It was a deal just kind of like me speaking. It fell into my lap. My realtor actually was living down the street from this guy, and he was trying to get out of his home, and they would not allow him to get out of it. So he put it up for a short sale and then just moved out. Left and went to Vegas. Long story short, my realtor contacted me. It was a great home. The home was valued at $435,000. We got it on short sale for $280,000. I put in the offer for $284,000. They said, you bring it to $287,000, it's a deal. And I didn't know what that was about. I was like, okay, wow, I was pretty close there. I put in the deal. For that, when we put in the offer for it, the great thing about it is we met this great couple. The guy was, you know, cash rich and a little credit poor. So we arranged it so he could go into the property. And I turned around and sold that property for $385,000, left some money in it for him. And we all walked away a winner. And that was probably one of the great things. He lease optioned that property from me I had it in lease option for about 16 months. Okay. Before I let him go ahead and open his option to exercise it, to go ahead and purchase the property. We wanted to make sure that he was congruent with what he wanted to do. And then more importantly, that his credit was up to par for what he needed to do. So we set him up with it, turned his second mortgage into a home equity line of credit, which was happy. So he had $55,000 sitting in his pocket. We walked away with $100,000 clean. And then I made actually more than that because he lease optioned from me for about a year and a half. So,
my gosh, I've talked about this in other episodes. I love lease options. I mean, I think
I love them.
They could be such a win-win. I mean,
yes,
you can win, and your tenant buyer can win. It's such a great scenario.
Definitely. It is. It's a great opportunity for you to make a win-win and help others, because that's how I look at it. Because there's a lot of people that's out there that's been distressed. They, you know, lost their home for any sort of amount of reasons. I know one person in particular that I can talk about. He had four mortgages on his home, mortgage fraud, and he lost his home. So there's a lot of people out there that did not, you know, set their loans up into some, you know, into a loan that was going to, you know, change over the years. They actually did some great things, but they just got caught up in the mix. Those people you can still help and reach out, because they still want to own a home and things going to change and they'll be able to benefit from it. But if you're not trying to help someone, I don't see how you'll make the benefit. But yes, lease options is my Bible. Short sales is awesome. They're coming back the way I want them to come back, because they passed some laws now that, you know, they got to respond to you within 30 days or so. Mm-hmm. So they really expedited the process. So I'm going to get my feet back wet again with short sales. I just love that thrill. So
interesting. Well, so in your scenario, you paid $287,000 for this house.
Yes.
And sold it for about $100,000 more than you paid for it on a lease option. And then turn around and you're collecting positive cash flow from this guy for 16 months. And then when he executes his options for $385,000, he's still probably buying under market value, where the thing's been valued at $435,000. So it's a win for him. He's buying a house, you know, under market value. He's in, and were you probably crediting some of his rent towards the eventual purchase price? So he's,
yes, I did.
Man, so
yes, I did.
Equity in the meantime, which is obviously way better than renting.
He's, true.
You know, he's living in the house he wants to own eventually in the meantime. I mean, all around, you can't define a win-win any better than that.
Yeah. And it was a good home. He was a young executive, just had, still remember it, man. He just had a newborn and his daughter was probably like 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, so this was a great home out in Roswell, believe it or not, okay. Ken. Yeah. So it was a great home where he would have had a great opportunity to raise his family and be there. And know it. The school was, I mean, in a 1 mile and a 3 mile, probably a 1 to 2 mile radius. The school was there, not that far, a stone throw from his house. So everything was convenient and easy access for him. Mm-hmm. So it was a great opportunity for him. And that's how I look for my deals. I try to make sure it's access for them for transit lines, whether it's bus line or whether it's the train, or convenience for the lady, because it's all about the lady. We all know this. It's all about the woman. There's got to be some convenient shopping, some convenient daycare, things that are going to be easy for them to reach within a 1 mile, mile and a half radius around that home. So,
mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and the other thing to point out too is that it was sort of a pocket deal where it was a friend who turned you on to the deal. And a lot of times your best deals come as a pocket listing or from a referral or from somebody that says, hey, I've got a buddy who needs to get out of a house. Sometimes those are your best deals.
Yes, those are your best deals. Some of the other ones that are not so good are the deals that just come, that come in different type of mediums where people are trying to sell it to you or people are trying to bring it to you. And they're not giving you all the numbers and they're not telling you everything that you need to do, but everything you have a feeling that it's going to be something good. And then you realize it's not going to be that way. And then it's just bad. I can't even say anything else about it.
I tell you, if you do enough deals, you definitely, you get a couple, spoiled eggs in the carton. And it's happened to all of us. Anybody that's done any number of deals have bought ones they wish they hadn't bought.
Yes. And I've done that. So
we've all been there. Well, Ron, tell us about how folks, our listeners, can find you.
Well, they can find me, keyword stretch yourself. Very simple. All one word, keyword stretch yourself. I'm out there on Facebook. I'm out there on every social media platform. Only thing that you have to do is just type the word stretch yourself in Google and you'll be able to find me.
Oh, that's awesome. You got a keyword associated with yourself.
And we'll
put your website and your blog, even links to your books. We'll put all that on the show notes when this is done.
Okay, definitely.
So Ron, man, I always a joy to talk to you. Thanks so much for being on the show and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ken. It was a pleasure and a privilege, man. I gotta take you up on that cup of coffee, my friend.
That's right. Definitely. Sometime soon.
All right.
Take care, Ron. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do 5 simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number 1, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number 2, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number 3, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number 4, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number 5, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all 5 of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.